Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings.
All right, let's go.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Play action. Sluka looking on the slant. It's Ricky White. It's in the end zone.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Matthew Sluka. I've already had friends of mine at Michigan say, can he play for us this year? And they're being facetious.
But not really.
Today's guests. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. Dancing with the Stars and America's Funniest Home Videos host, Alfonso Ribeiro. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show right here on the Roku Sports Channel. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial if you are listening on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate or Sirius XM Odyssey. Tune in. Go get the Roku Sports Channel, not just because on your Roku portal, that's how you can watch Thursday Night Football tonight on Prime Video, but I'm also wearing an outstanding crisp pink shirt today that makes me feel really good about myself.
Goodness,
I think
gracious.
It's stylish. Goodness. I think it looks good on me.
Are you fishing for compliments already?
No, I've already received them. I've already received them.
Jeez.
You know? Just not at home.
I was going to say,
you know, I come here to be heard and listened to, because that doesn't happen much at home.
Oh, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't really mean to make this three-hour show sort of a therapy session for me to spill out my...
It's okay. We have lots of couches. Like,
that's great. You know, very good. Anyway, we're here.
So I'll take
Geno Smith of the 3-0 Seattle Seahawks will be joining us in hour number one of this program.
Geno.
Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the 3-0... Minnesota Vikings will be zooming into the show in hour number three. Alfonso Ribeiro will be dancing his way into the studio. Yes. Do you see what I did just there?
Yes. Uh-huh. I like your style.
All right. I appreciate that. That was the whole point of the whole shirt thing.
More of an AFV guy.
America's Funniest Home Videos premieres this Sunday, 7 Eastern on ABC.
We're back.
Lots to talk about with Alfonso. I have a feeling he wants to brag about his golf game, though. So that's
I saw him at the American Century over the summer.
Oh, yeah. Can you look up what he did in that Stableford system, please? That would be great. I need that information prior to his appearance here in hour three. And then there's you at 844-204 Rich, number to dial. You've already heard Chris Brockman.
Good morning.
Good to see you, sir. How are you? DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts.
Good
What's
morning.
Up?
How you doing, Rich?
How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's great to see you here late in the week.
Yeah, are you feeling all right? I mean, it's Thursday and you're here.
Well, by the way, guess what day he won't be here, guys?
Isn't there one more White Sox loss you need to make us hear well on FS4? Mike?
I am finished with baseball for this year, unless the Dodgers do make it to the World Series.
Of the 120 losses, right? How many did you do of the White Sox for FS4?
I think I did one or two White Sox games.
Man, good job, Mike. Nobody makes losing sound better than Mike Del Tufo. I shouldn't say that as he does this show.
If it's Colorado.
Okay, very good.
I will say, Mike was on the old faders for the Colorado win over the
and
weekend.
And it sounded great.
It sounded great.
Colorado, fantastic.
That was great, Mike.
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. Candle is lit.
You know, I just used my last match from Lakonda Verde.
Hey,
is
nice.
That how you say it?
Yes. Like, yeah, New York City.
Yeah, so that was the last match. So we have to re-up.
We have to get renominated.
We got to get renominated to go back so I can pick up another match.
That's our,
which I'm sure is going to happen.
That's where cry in our pasta after Emmys.
The red wine is so good.
There'll be tears of joy this year. I got a feeling.
If only the Emmys wasn't 5 hours long, that dinner would start earlier.
Yeah, right? Generally like to eat before 1 a.m.
Okay. Okay. Let's start this show with a Thursday night preview presented by T-Mobile. Tonight's game. Why are you laughing? Why is that a laugh line?
Because I can already see tomorrow's headlines. I know how this is going to go, and it's going to be great for content.
Well, but I don't understand how you... Because the Cowboys are going to win, right? Because
absolutely not.
They've won six in a row against the Giants,
Who cares?
They've won 13 of their last 14 against the Giants.
Season?
I have it right here. It's tied for their most in such a stretch against one opponent. It happened against Washington from 98 to 04, Arizona from 92 through 96, and they did it to the Giants way back in the 70s, into the 80s, until Bill Parcells said, I've had enough.
Great.
They won last year's games by a combined score of 89 to 17.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So what do you mean?
Settle down just a little bit.
As Josh Allen would say, okay.
Yeah, because none of that means.
They're not winning tonight.
You know what tonight is for the Dallas Cowboys.
You know what tonight is for the Chris? Are you betting harder than American cash
season
on that?
Their whole season is on the line tonight.
Let me say this.
Sure you're going to bet on that.
Gentlemen. Please, this isn't the wrestling pod. That's coming soon.
We did less arguing.
That's coming soon. Let me say this, gents. Tonight, for the Dallas Cowboys, in their minds, is a get-right game.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because this opponent...
We're finna get right.
They have gotten... Not right. They've gotten great against this team. This is homecoming for the Dallas Cowboys.
For the varsity.
40-0. In this building to start the season last year, any Giant fan that had even a flicker of optimism saw a glass so half empty, there was nothing in it. That's what they did to the Giants last year, and the Giants then went and circled the drain. You know what? This is what's called a get-right game for the Dallas Cowboys. They need to stop the run. In the worst way.
They can't.
They are DFL in the league in stopping the run. They've given up an average of 185.7 yards on the ground in the last 2 weeks against New Orleans and Baltimore. They combined for 464 yards in the past 2 weeks on the ground. Devin Singletary wants to eat this thing up for the Giants.
And he will.
And the Dallas Cowboys, Dax won his last 12 starts against the Giants.
12.
Oh, how about this year?
They haven't played
when
yet,
they
Chris.
Lost to the Giants, Dak wasn't even there. We all know. Dak once broke his leg against the Giants. Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to get him.
Dude, so this is what's called a get-right game for the Dallas Cowboys, because if they do not, you say the season's over. I think that's ridiculous. That's overreaction Monday while we're talking podcasts.
Every show, here's the deal. Every show in America tomorrow, if the Cowboys lose, will say Mike McCarthy needs to be fired.
Not this one.
And Jerry,
we won't say that.
I'm on this show, right?
Okay.
I'll be saying it.
Typical of every other show and their overreaction to stuff.
Okay.
Have we met?
Sure.
I mean,
sky
is falling.
I hear you.
If they lose to the Giants.
And what if we beat the Giants?
Just again, so 1-3. Does not a season end. We'll see what the rest of the division looks like Philadelphia's in Tampa. Okay. Yeah. We'll see if Jaden Daniels can continue to do what he's doing as the Washington Commanders are at Arizona. Highly entertaining game right there. Heisman Trophy winner versus Heisman Trophy winner for a second straight week for Jaden Daniels. He's actually, you know, Jaden Daniels, he could go in three of his first four games up to the quarterback he's played against and ask them after the games, did you vote for me?
Yeah.
Because they went against Baker Mayfield in week one.
I'll see you at the Heisman house.
That's a good question.
So the division's not running away from him, but the entire Dallas Cowboy week has been filled with recrimination and conversations about what went wrong. Jerry Jones saying it's very fair to place the blame on him. His son giving a very reasoned response to why they didn't sign Derrick Henry in the offseason. Because it's not just stopping the run. The Cowboys are averaging 3.56 rushing yards per carry. Dallas is 29th in the league.
Yeah, they can't run it.
They can't run it. They can't stop the run. And CeeDee Lamb's got bad body language. And Micah Parsons hasn't had a sack in two games. He had three games in a row without a sack, just once in his career, early in his rookie season, after getting six sacks and 17 quarterback hits against Cleveland in week one. Just one sack and two quarterback hits in the last 2 weeks. And it's not just because Lamar's tough to hit. That's Derek Carr back there, and he was making a sandwich or a po' boy. So Cowboys got to get right. Meanwhile, the Giants just want to get back. It's a get-back game for the Giants. Get back at the Cowboys for boat racing them last year. Get back at everybody, including this guy in the very stylish, sharp pink shirt on the Roku Sports Channel, saying, what are they doing with Saquon? Why would they let him walk down to Philadelphia? Philadelphia's loving Saquon, and the Cowboys, with their run defense, with the Giants, can basically say, we're getting back at that. We don't need him. We got Devin Singletary, a bunch of teams out there. Look at the Chiefs winning Super Bowls with guys who are making way less at the position. And they're winning Super Bowls with those guys. We can do the same thing, too, because guess what? We didn't get the quarterback in the draft, but we got Malik Nabers.
Mm-hmm.
23 catches, 271 yards, three touchdowns. First player in NFL history with 20-plus catches and three touchdowns in his first three games of his career.
Wide receiver one in fantasy.
And that's what he wears on his jersey, number one. And in New Jersey tonight, the New York Giants are getting ready to get back. And we shall see. Because guess what the Dallas Cowboys are doing tonight? For the first time ever, a road game with just 3 days rest. Every Thursday they play, it's a Thanksgiving at home. They're not on the road. Every Thursday night game that they've played in previous years since the advent of Thursday Night Football on NFL Network and then through family of NFL partners. Those road games they play on those Thursdays are a week right after Thanksgiving, so they got a full complement of rest. They have never, ever played a Thursday night game on the road on 3 days rest. So they can get right real quick, or the Giants can get right back in it with two wins in 4 days, beating the Browns, then beating the Cowboys. Get back at everybody saying you miss Saquon too much. Get back at everybody says Daniel Jones isn't the guy. Get back at everyone saying Daboll doesn't know what he's doing. Giants don't know what they're doing. They can get back into potentially a piece of first place. And send the Dallas Cowboys into a total tailspin just like the Cowboys did to them last year. That's what's at stake tonight. Oh, boy.
Yes. Let's go.
And that's our Thursday night preview presented by T-Mobile. Elevate your game and tackle this football season with T-Mobile, where every play is powered by America's largest 5G network. T-Mobile. So I will turn to you, TJ Jefferson.
Yes.
And ask you the question that I was asked by Dan Patrick years ago in 1996, okay. when I was a new SportsCenter anchor doing the 2 a.m. SportsCenter with Stuart Scott or Reese Davis or Linda Cohn or Craig Kilborn. I'm a new guy. I'm a newbie. And I am looking at all the tapes. That's what we used to do, the highlights off of tapes. And the tapes came up from the control room. The 11 o'clock big show with Dan and Keith, and they were using those tapes, those same tapes as I was using. And I was popping them in there to make sure I was prepared. I was making sure I wasn't going to screw up this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, past midnight, I felt this presence to my left. And I looked up, and it was Dan Patrick, and he said to me what I'm asking you about tonight's game. So, you're nervous?
See, here's the
deal.
You're
nervous?
Right?
Are you nervous?
Anytime you ask me this, I give you my honest answer, and you're like, oh,
which is great.
Come on.
No,
Rich, you don't.
Which is it? You never get nervous. Never let them see you sweat. I don't care too much. I used to care so much. I'm more of an evolved human.
I'm a man now.
That's it. I'm sorry. Is that the answer you're talking about? I'm sorry. Go ahead, TJ.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Ooh.
No, I'm not nervous. Because here's the deal. If we don't, Brian went over there going, acting like this game's a foregone conclusion. All he's done
is
defecated upon Daniel Jones for the last 2 years, saying how awful he is. And now all of a sudden, Thursday night football in prime time, he's going to shine out of nowhere. Come on, Chris.
That is
be real.
That is a vivid yet accurate description.
Very accurate.
Well, for starters, I've been right about these.
Yeah, but now you're saying, honestly.
Have you seen in the last 2 weeks? He's played better than Dak. Malik Nabers is better than any player the Cowboys currently have.
Oh, crack his whack.
No, I will say this. I will say this, okay?
He's playing better than anyone on the Cowboys
Excuse me. I will say this.
And that is a fact.
Daniel Jones has found Malik Nabers in a way that Dak has not found CeeDee Lamb. And you can say the same thing about the Giants offense as you do about Dallas's. It's just like, who else is scaring you? So take that guy away. And Daniel Jones throws it up, and Malik Nabers high points it and pirouettes in the air and gets both feet on the ground in Cleveland after they fumble the opening kickoff and then give up one snap later a touchdown. And you're thinking, here we go again for the Giants, and they won that game. And all they needed was a healthy kicker in week two, and they're 2-1 instead of Washington going into this game. Are you nervous?
No, because here's the deal. They should handle the Giants.
That's
true. Typically do. And if they do lose, then you can change your name to Saran because the season is a wrap. And I don't got to worry about it.
I don't think it's a wrap. Well, come on, man.
One and three
with a three-game losing streak would definitely set off alarm bells.
Now, can I give you a comma but?
Yes, sir.
If the universe really is working in my favor, remember – you see, I gave up a three-game losing streak to get the Metropolitans into the playoffs. So if it happens to work out that we lose in the Mets,
could you imagine that really
doubleheader, and then we go on a run, then I take it all back, of course.
So I think we've established this is a fun game tonight, which, again, you could see through the Roku portal. Just get that Prime Video app working. Al and Kirk's dog, and the rest of the Prime Video crew will be there in New Jersey. Hanging out, you know, maybe the dog will do to Daniel Jones what
Brockman does.
Yeah, who knows? I doubt it.
One leg up.
Kirk's golden seems to be very sweet boy.
How strange.
That does not.
Unlike Chris.
Does not. I mean, he didn't even go after Ugga when you saw him. You know what I mean? He seems very docile. Golden.
Those are the gummies.
But tonight, Giants can get back, pal.
Make no mistake. I'm not worried.
And he's not worried. That's the other thing to establish. He is not worried.
But if they lose,
nervous.
Yeah, I'm going to be on one tomorrow. Just
boy.
Come on, Giants. Play. One time, Daniel Jones. You can do this.
Where's Alan Dallas?
Come on.
We got to hear from Al today. Will you text him?
Sure.
Say that I want to hear from him. I'm summoning Al from Dallas to call in.
Setting up the bat signal
I need to hear him today in advance. And I will tell you this, TJ. I'm not even going to spoil the surprise. If the Giants win tonight, I am the first thing I'm doing is reaching for my phone and asking Carl Anthony Towns if he wants to send a video. That is a fact.
What's he got to do with this?
What does he have to do with this? Hoskins, can you dig that one up?
Hoskins,
quick,
you don't need to.
No, we have to.
Roku Joe's here. He don't need to see
that. He has to see it if he hasn't already. This is Carl Anthony Towns. Just
this is old stuff
just,
too.
No, it's not that old.
It's about a month and a half.
No, this was prior to the second straight Dallas Cowboy boat race.
Why are you bringing that old
stuff?
And
the Eagles actually winning after the Eagles lost in heartbreaking fashion in advance of the first boat race of the Dallas Cowboys last 2 weeks. This is Carl Anthony Towns.
Hey, TJ, listen, I'm golfing here with Rich, and I told him that we both had a bad week, but damn, your week was way worse than ours.
Damn.
All right, so if he does that coming off of a loss of his own, oh boy, two losses in 4 days after the Eagles bounce back.
It just hit me right now. You care less about him leaving that message for me and more about the fact that he's saying he was golfing with you. Now, it just kind of struck me.
No, TJ, you want to stun a little bit.
You're trying to
tear this stuff. And instead, I would just call it a win-win.
Get your damn act together.
Oh, this is fun. This is just fun.
In the last 10 years, you start 1-3, 10% chance to make the playoffs.
Stats and facts.
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
Well, the Cowboys' next game after this one is at Pittsburgh on a Sunday night.
1-4 teams, probably not so much.
Then home for Detroit.
And then 1-5.
And then something called bye.
They win that one.
Bye-bye. Wait a minute. Then San Francisco, they don't have trouble winning there, do they? And then at Atlanta. Then there's Philadelphia. Then there's Houston.
That's a Lulu.
I see a bunch of dubs getting
What week is Mike McCarthy fired? Like, be honest. Is it on the bye week or is it after
He's
San Francisco?
He's not firing Mike McCarthy
midseason.
The only way he fires Mike McCarthy midseason is if they lose every last damn game that we're saying on the screen is a tough one. In a row.
If they lose tonight, then it's going to start.
They wind up 1-8.
Yeah.
The next three, Jerry has no choice.
Bill, you there?
Bill is not taking the job midseason. Everyone stop.
You know,
we're having our fun, but everyone's got to stop. We have to ground ourselves in reality. And the only thing that's real is that guy in the corner is nervous.
Oh, yeah.
We have established. All right. Geno Smith of the 3-0.
Black male in America. I'm not nervous about a football game.
Oh, gosh. This guy.
Yeah, there are things to be nervous about.
The Seattle Seahawks quarterback is 3-0. He joins us next on the Rich Eisen Show in advance of the Monday Nighter against Detroit. Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier and others do not. Like having that conversation about money and keeping track of it and making sure they understand that money just doesn't grow on trees and don't take it for granted. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight's a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. And then they can also learn about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. My family uses it for my oldest son. You should do it too. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/rich to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/rich.
Passion, drive, and patience.
The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, we got to get back together. We're going to get TJ happy.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
usually
right,
he right. wins this, so let's do a residual right. Rich.
Oh,
let's do residual
oh,
Rich.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Pay that man his money.
All right, I've got five SAG-AFTRA checks. Five.
Wow.
Choose
five.
One, two, three, four, five. You choose,
three.
TJ. Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead, TJ. You got it. You got
TJ, Mike.
Let me do two, Bob.
Two.
Two.
All right.
Utah, give me two.
Let's see what we got right here. And again, closest without going over. All right. The check is from Winning Time again.
Oh,
I did some voiceover work for Winning Time.
That's recent.
Pay TV for Winning Time.
One the other day was a little higher than we thought, right?
Yes. What do you got?
I'm going to say, let's go airplane, 737.
737. Mike Del Tufo.
736.
Oh.
But that's not what you're
supposed to do.
You're supposed to do 738.
He screwed himself. You're supposed to say 738.
You only win if it's exact.
I want to make sure
he's terrible at it.
You got this wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
So
he just screwed it up.
I mixed game
shows. TJ, what are you going to do?
Now, I could go one of two ways here. I go over.
You could just box him in.
Let me do a dollar, Rich.
Yes. A dollar. Oh, TJ. It's just hopefully not a harbinger of tonight that Brockman is right and you are wrong. The actual check is $14.
Oh,
and that's going to be a record. $0.69.
Nice.
Here you go.
That's nice. A record.
That's winning time right there.
Winning
man.
Time. Sports drinks.
So. You,
I'm
you
an idiot. Don't, Rick. You know me.
If you won 738, you would have won.
I've worked
it's
the prices
without
right.
going
I've never
over.
I've watched the prices right. Working and watching. I
My
don't
God.
Watch.
It closes without going under. I mean,
it's
come on.
What?
It's a new game brought to you by Del Tufo.
So had you gone 738, you would have won. You went in the other direction.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Know.
We have some nice parting gifts
come
for
on,
you.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
I already have a popcorn.
I'm back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. There's a 3-0 team in the West, right? In the NFC.
Yeah,
there's a 3-0 team in the North.
True.
And those are the only 3-0 teams in the NFC, correct? Right now. And so we've got the coach, Kevin O'Connell, coming on later. And to be fair and balanced, we have Geno Smith of the Seattle Seahawks. They're 3-0, getting to take on the Detroit Lions in the last game of this week. It's another two-banger, by the way, of Monday Night Football.
Nice. I like
but
those.
The last game, the last kick, will be the one in Detroit between Seattle and the Lions. Last year, was it last year or 2 years ago that DK Metcalf got carted off because he had to go to the bathroom? That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
2 years, yeah.
So interesting things happen when these two teams play. I Zoomed with Gino right after the show yesterday. Here's our chat. Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show, as well as getting ready for Monday Night Football on many of these Westwood One stations, is the quarterback of the 3-0 Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith. How you doing, Gino?
I'm doing great, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
You are doing great. That is correct. what's the feeling like in the building right now, Gino?
Yeah, we all feel like we need to get better. I think that's where we feel. You know, we got three games. Those are in the past. There's a lot that we can get better at. You know, I feel like obviously, you know, whenever you start out 3-0, everyone's going to be excited. But we're looking at the process over the results and feeling like, man, there's a lot that we can improve on. And so we're just focusing on, you know, taking the preparation of this week and really owning it and then just going out there and executing and being great.
But what about this process do you think that's led to 3-0, Gino?
Man, I think we got just some of the best people. When you talk about coaching, you talk about our front office, you talk about the players we have on this team. I mean, the medical staff, you talk about strength staff, even the nutritionists. I think we just got the best people, and I think it's all just coming together right now. I think we're, again, a long ways out from where we want to be, but, you know, so far so good.
So nutrition, that's what that's where it's good eats. You seems like you've been having good eats so far, you know?
Good eats, man. Hey, it keeps us young, keeps us healthy, and, you know, just everything that we do has got to be in a form of excellence, and so we want to continue to seek that.
How has it been – what's the difference – between your current coaching staff and the Pete Carroll way that you've been a part of ever since you've been with Seattle?
Yeah, a lot less shoot-offs. You know, with Coach Carroll, man, we would always compete like in the meetings and stuff like that every day. But you know, Coach McDonald's straightforward. You know, when we come into the meeting room, you know, he's got his slides up there. He's going through bullet points, you know, really walking us through the week and just how we want to prepare, the type of team we're facing, what it's going to take to win. And then, you know, you just talk about the schemes, obviously different. You got, you know, OC who's coming from the college ranks, who's done a lot of great things and is now establishing himself on this level. You got Mike McDonald, who's been, you know, just a great defensive mind, now becoming a head coach and just, you know, really evolving as the days goes by. You can see him getting more and more comfortable. And so, you know, I think, you know, just all around, I think everyone's doing a great job.
Geno Smith here in advance of Monday Night Football. I'm curious again. You know, I asked this of Jared Goff in advance of the game. So obviously it's for both of you. Two quarterbacks that he was drafted first overall. Obviously you waited longer than you wanted to in Radio City all those years ago. Yeah. But you had to find the right spot before you could show off your talents. And I know this isn't your table, if you will, but Bryce Young, first overall pick in the draft, getting benched after 18 games. How did that hit you when you heard that news, Gino?
You know, I'm pretty close with Coach Canales over there. And, you know, Obviously I know that he has, you know, great respect for Bryce. And I know that he thinks very highly of him and his skill set. You know, I just think sometimes, you know, these things happen. And as a young player, you know, we're so competitive. You want to be out there. You want to play every single snap. But, you know, for Bryce, man, like taking a step back might not be the worst thing for him. You know, having an opportunity to, you know, learn and grow from a different vantage point where the spotlight's not always on him. And, you know, everything he does is not being scrutinized may actually help him. You know, obviously every single person is a case by case situation. And so I'm not in his shoes. I can't tell you what he's feeling. But I can say that I've been in that position and I just wanted to work harder. I wanted to, you know, be better. You know, I didn't mope about it. I didn't feel sorry for myself. You know, I just continued to work and believe in myself and know that if another opportunity came or when that opportunity came, you know, I'd be ready for it. And so I think Bryce has got to take that same mindset. Like I said, he's got a great skill set, you know, former Heisman winner, done a lot of great things at Alabama. He's got it. You know, he just got to, you know, once he gets his opportunity again, go out there and make the most of it.
How long did it take? And again, I asked the same question to Jared. How long did it take for you to see the field in a way that you now, as a veteran, know you need to see it to be successful in the NFL?
Yeah, I think that's an ongoing process, Rich. I think, you know, if you ask Brady, if you ask Breeze, Peyton, they'll all say the older they got, the easier it became, the more they got to see the field just with more and more repetition. And so, you know, for me to feel good about myself, you know, really in my second year, I feel like I kind of hit my stride. And then obviously I wasn't able to, you know, start because of injury in my third year. But I thought that was going to be a really good breakout season for me. And it just didn't happen. But as the years have gone on, my processes continue to get better. You know, being able to read defenses and, you know, just lead the offense. Those are things that I continue to work on to this day. And so those are things are going to always be an ongoing process. But, you know, I feel like my second year, I kind of hit my stride.
What do you mean you still work on it? I mean, what are you talking about there, Gino?
Yeah, it's, you know, you're always, you know, just growing, man. In this game, you never got it. In the minute you think you got it, that's when they get you. So, you know, just trying to get better at every single thing. You know, the process, the game slows down for you. In my 12th year, I feel like the game is moving at a super slow speed, but I still want to continue to speed up that process. And so I work at it every day.
Do you still feel like 12 years in that you're doubted because it took so long for you to
show what you can do, that you didn't get it right away, right? Like you didn't, you didn't have it all work together for you right away. So therefore you must be less than. Do you still, you're dealing with that, Gino?
There may be a perception out there. Yeah, there may be a notion or, you know, some preconceived notions out there about me. But it's everyone's different. It's a case by case thing with quarterbacks and really all the players in this league. And so for me, you know, the best part about it is that I got to do it, you know, later in my career. I think that's the beautiful part of my story is that at 33, going into 34, I'm still getting better and, you know, still moving fast out there, still able to run the ball and do all the things I did as a young guy, but just with a lot more wisdom.
Yeah, like some of those fine wines up there in the state of Washington, pretty much.
Yeah, some of those, you know, Opus Ones, the good ones, you know.
That's right, uncorking some vintage Gino, you know. And so where do you think this team can go? I mean, 3-0 is a great starting point. It's a great launching point. You take a look at the rest of the division, you have a 2-game lead on that, on those teams. Where do you think you guys can go with this, Gino?
I think we got the team to you know, win it all, honestly. I think that's something that we've got to be striving for. I know that's the feeling around the building. Again, the outsiders, they never matter to us. But inside this building, we feel like we got the guys to go and take that that Lombardi trophy. And so it's about our efforts and not our words. You know, it's about what we do on a daily basis. Like I said, that process that we're going through right now. Practice today, right? Be the best self you can be today, and then let the rest handle itself.
And how is the offense a little bit different? You mentioned Ryan Grubb coming from state of Washington as well, like right there from University of. How has he been able to come in and the two of you work together so far?
It's been a seamless process, man. I think Coach Grubb, again, like the things that he's done on the college level has been outstanding. You know, I don't think Washington was thought of as a national title contender, but they made it happen. And a big part of that was their offense and the quarterback and those receivers. And I think with Coach Grubb, he understands, you know, how to manipulate defenses. He knows what he wants to get to. He's very, you know, very detailed. He studies the crap out of it. We come up with game plans together. And then he allows us to go out there and be playmakers. That's the best part about it is he allows the players to be themselves. We do what works for us. And we don't try to copy other teams or steal plays. We just do the things that we're good at. And I think that helps us out.
And then it just seems like the league wants to keep sending you to Detroit every year.
Yeah.
Like
every year we got to talk to somebody about that.
Right. You know, but it, you know, your offense goes on tilt when you walk in that building, right? I mean, like you've really had some really good games there. And so what do you see on film that you think you might be able to exploit again that you're willing
to? Yeah, I mean, they're such an aggressive defense, Rich. They play the Dan Campbell style of football, man. They want to, you know, stop the run early, get you in some backed up situations so that, you know, their pass rush can come alive. And for us, we've got to be efficient on first and second down. We got to, you know, make sure that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties and self-inflicted wounds. So we just got to go out there and play a clean game. You know, for me, just, you know, using my eyes, making sure that I'm processing the right things and getting the ball out on time and in rhythm. And as long as we do those things, our offense, you know, works really smoothly.
I love the word processing because that is such a key, right? I mean, it kind of dovetails back to what we just talked about young players and being able to process and having the ability to see it, process it, and then quickly execute it. I know you see you're working on, I don't know how you work on stuff like that other than go through it. Is that really, you know, like that?
Practice, man. Like every day at practice, you know, you can work on that. And so like having a plan, you know, truly having a plan when you walk to the line of scrimmage, right? You know, the play call, right? But what is the defense doing? Is this a play that is tailored to beat this defense? And if not, what is my answer? You know, and that's something that, you know, quarterbacks have to develop. You know, you got to be in a system long enough. You got to play ball long enough to just understand like the little nuances that it takes to go out there and be successful.
Yeah. And you send my best to DK, will you please? And tell him, you know, screw it. I'll go here with this one, Gino, before I let you go. Tell him, you know, to spend some time in the locker room before the game. So it doesn't have to hop on a cart during the game to take care of business and scare the crap out of everybody. You know,
I remember that.
You remember that moment, you know, where
he
had an emergency
right half.
During the game half. And he hopped on a cart, like, you know, that scared the hell out of me. You know what I mean?
Good thing I didn't see him get on that cart because I'd have fell to my knees if I'd seen that one.
He is just such a beast. Oh, what is it like throwing to him? Is he vocal also saying, give me the football? Is he a vocal guy or is he using hand signals with you? Because I know he can do that too, communicate that way.
Yeah, it's a feel thing with those guys, man. You be around these guys long enough, you know, I can kind of feel their energy. And I know, you know, when he hasn't gotten enough touches and, you know, he doesn't take it out on me, but he'll take it out on the DB on a run play. He'll go. And that's when you see him getting in those skirmishes where he's just like just blocking the guy all the way downfield. So, you know, good thing for us, man. We got a lot of great players and DK is such an unselfish player. He understands that, you know, his role is to go out there and make plays, but sometimes he has to, you know, take a double team so another guy can get open. And so DK has been great. He's off to a great start and we look forward to continuing that.
Yeah, I guess. So take on number two before the game is basically what I'm saying. When you're talking about a double team, that's what I'm saying. Just slam. Let's just not do that again. Certainly since this is what Detroit is history with him right there. So send my best to him. Thank you for your time, Geno Smith. And it's great to watch you ball out. Really is.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you, man.
You got it. That's Geno Smith, the quarterback of the 3-0 Seattle Seahawks in advance of taking on the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football.
Geno Smith, everybody.
Ooh. Geno.
The Lions just added Allen Robinson to their active roster.
Interesting.
But as for the Seattle Seahawks, let's just linger here for a second. The who have they really beaten moniker is there. They've taken on the rookie Bo Nix in his first career start. They've taken on the Patriots, who won't start their rookie yet because they're going to let the veteran try and get them some W's, and they needed overtime to actually win that one. So they had to go to overtime against the New England team that then 4 days later got eviscerated by the Jets before taking care of the Tua-less Dolphins. They spat on that thing. 24-3.
Why?
And then their next three. At Detroit, the Giants, and then at home, and then that big Thursday nighter at home. That's a good one right there. At Atlanta, home for Buffalo, too. That's going to be fun, won't it? Josh Allen in there?
Ooh.
What if it's the battle of the unbeatens?
Oh, I'd love that.
Or
that's fun.
One of the teams has got only one loss or two even at that point in time.
Yeah, you know? That's really fun.
And then they get the Rams at home before a bye. Back end of their schedule, let's see. They're at San Francisco to wrap up their season series there. Then they're home for Arizona, who they play twice in 3 weeks with a visit to the Jets to start December, visiting the home of their Super Bowl victory. And then, boy, they basically go through the... This game is against a team from the NFC North, and then they play the rest of the division weeks 15 through 17 in a row, including the final Thursday night of the year on Prime Video before visiting the Rams. Starting 3-0 is very helpful.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay, yeah. So they've got 14 left, 7-7 at worst. At the worst. They got 10 wins, which should be good enough to make the playoffs in the NFC.
10 wins gets you in the dance.
There you go.
Although NFC, like we said, pretty wide open.
And yet, they also lead their division by two.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think people discount it is because they haven't really beaten an opponent that will force them to put up a ton of points. And you could say that there were such opponents in front of them, but the defense just took care of them. But I think, again, it's just how can it be Geno? Right? How could Geno do it? Because he's the guy that went 10 years without getting an opportunity. And thus, he's less than. And he even admitted he's dealing with that. I think this is the one team that you have no earthly idea if the first 3 weeks are an indication of who they are.
Exactly.
Or it's just a total flash in the pan. And I know that upsets those up in the Pacific Northwest. Why don't you say that about Minnesota? Why don't you say that about Pittsburgh? Well, I think you can say that about those teams too.
But are you?
No, I just did. Yeah, sure. Have the Steelers been forced to put up points? Wouldn't you say the Steelers are essentially the AFC version of the Seahawks and vice versa? Where the defense is balling out and the quarterback, you're wondering, is that the guy who can take you through the whole season?
Still not sure.
And Geno has already proven that he's done that by actually sending him to the playoffs. Last year was a step back, though.
Power ranked the undefeated teams. Do you have Pittsburgh fifth or Seattle fifth?
Seattle.
Because the other ones are the Bills and the Chiefs.
And the Vikings.
And the Vikings.
Yeah. In some order.
Where are my actual power rankings?
And then Pittsburgh and...
Where are my rankings?
I threw them out.
And Seattle. Well, actually, I wrote them down.
You threw them out.
I think...
I got them, too.
I have the Seahawks fifth.
You have the Seahawks eighth.
Seahawks, yep.
Yeah, I would...
And the Steelers sixth.
Right,
so you have Seattle last.
There I have it.
Got it.
Could you imagine I switch it up on that? Then people would say, what do your power rankings even mean, Rich? And I would say, you know what? Nothing. Yeah. Some Chiefs site,
I'm not sure.
Popped that out saying that I think the Bills are going to the Super Bowl now. And I'm like, do you not know how power rankings work? It's like, I'm not calling a shot now. No. I had the Chiefs three-peating.
Chiefs
but right
fans,
now,
man,
if the Bills play the Chiefs, so the Bills beat the Chiefs. It's a ranking of their current power.
Right. Current power.
Maybe we should change it to Rich Eisen's in real time NFL week. Power.
No, I just don't need it.
I don't even think that would matter. People still wouldn't get it.
Yeah. They'd be like, what do you mean?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
844-204-RICH, number to dollar on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on The Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets yet another way. That Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. I got to bring this up since we haven't spoken. The cart, you know the cart, what I'm talking about, the cart, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My cart.
Yeah. what happened? Did you go up to the cart and ask for a ride to take care of your business? Or like what happened? What happened?
I would never ask for a ride to the locker room, but
okay. What happened?
People never ask for money, too, but when you present it to me, I'm not going to say no to it. So I came off the field. Yeah. I had come off the field like three plays before that.
Yes.
And I told my coach, like, hey, I got to take a number two. Like, it's not looking good. And then we got a first down and got close to the red zone. So I was like, you know what? I'll hold it. So yes. We end up scoring, and I come back to the sideline.
Yes.
And the head trainer and the head equipment guy was like, hey, there's a cart down there ready to take you into the locker room to go to the bathroom, because we're playing in Detroit, and it is a hike from the locker room to the field, and plus we're on the other side. So I was like, you know what? You can't miss an opportunity like this. So, you know, up the tunnel I went, and the rest is history. I just know I left my mark in Detroit.
DK, you gave a scare to everybody who loves you and roots for you. I mean, you know, seeing you carded, we're like, wait a minute, what's going on? And then what a relief, you know,
right.
to use another analogy as well. I mean, did you have people after the game saying, what the hell did you do that for? Just walk.
Everybody after the game, I was like, bro, don't scare us like that. I'm like, I wasn't worried, so y'all shouldn't be worried. But I watched the video, and I wasn't smiling on the way to the locker room, so that's probably why everybody was a little worried.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the tweet. You're like, that clinch walk wouldn't have made it. That's what that's what you tweeted.
And we were wearing white that game, so it definitely would have shown.
So we've got it all covered, that Monday night game. I'm sure ESPN's searching for that sound. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Game time tickets. Make sure you start buying tickets with this mobile app. Make sure that you use my promo code of Rich. You get $20 off your first purchase when you do that. And it's already convenient enough for you to use this app, because when you use Game Time Tickets, you could see the view from your seat of the seat you want to purchase, and you see the entire cost of the seat before you buy, so there's no surprise fees at checkout. You also have the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry covering your purchase. The lowest price guarantee that Game Time has, it will either give you that or credit you 110% of the difference. How about them apples? Again, download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. I asked and I'm receiving. I said, send up the signal for Alan Dallas for the Dallas Cowboys and the Giants tonight.
I did. I texted him.
And he has chimed in. What's up, Al?
Richard, this is probably one of the biggest games since I've been down here for the Cowboys and the Giants to play. There's a lot of sad faces. T.J. Jefferson, if you were down here, you could feel the pain of the Cowboy fans here. This is a make or break. This is a huge game for the Cowboys, a bigger game for the Cowboys than it is for the Giants, because they're about to lose their minds if they haven't already. And we're just, you know, I'm looking for a quarterback for our team next year. So, but I'm going to root hard for my boys, and I'll be at the Men's Grill surrounded by 99% Cowboys fans who hopefully are sipping on the brown while I'm sipping on some High Noons. No plug, but that's what I'm going to be doing.
I love it.
Having a grand old time.
Playing your house money, right, Al? Playing with your house money tonight, right?
Listen, I got house money. I'm playing with house money, and I got my baseball team doing the same. You know, I mean, this is a good time for you too, Rich. You got the Jets and the Yanks. I mean, this is great. When is the last time we felt like this in October?
Well,
September, October.
I hear you. I'm going to be seeing the Jets. I'm talking to their head coach, the Vikings, the team that they're facing later on in this hour. I'm seeing them
next
in two
week,
weeks.
Yeah.
The Yankees are
going to London next week, right?
Yes, I am. The Yankees are concerning me right now, to be honest with you, Al. But did you know T.J. Jefferson told the sports gods he would sacrifice the Cowboys winning in any of the next three games, let alone all four. He would be able to accept a three-game losing streak if that meant the Mets making the playoffs.
Yes,
Al.
Yeah, listen, TJ. You know, TJ and I are brothers from another mother on some of the teams, so you know, I appreciate that. TJ, how about a little action on this game? We'll figure out what it is before game time.
He doesn't do action.
A little something.
He doesn't do that stuff.
Friendly.
A little friendly wager. You know, we can do a gentleman's Randolph and Mortimer type bet out in Dallas.
Yeah. You're big under the Washingtons, huh?
This guy's.
Yeah. If I beat you and you sign a dollar bill and send it to me, that would be fantastic. Oh. It's like getting a celebrity.
You know what? I won't do that. But what I will do for you, because I'm a weird guy, I like to carry these around. I'll sign it. Crisp new $2 bill.
Oh,
because it's Jefferson on it.
And shame on Froon, because I got a bunch of $2 bills stacked up in next to my bedroom. My bed. Yes.
Baby. I love it when the plan comes together. $2 bill, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
There we go.
We just learned so much about the both of you.
I now need to.
I don't know why I got those Brock, but I
damn
do.
It.
What
do we do? If I only knew this before, I would have added it to our opening What's at Stake coverage.
$2.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate it. That's Alan Dallas getting ready to play House Money and then collect a $2 autographed Jefferson.
It's Al. I know he's still listening. It's like the paper boy in that movie, Better Off Dead, if anyone's ever seen that. I want my $2. That's how it's going to turn out.
$2 bill.
Shout out to John Cusack.
I think he's nervous.
TJ or Al?
Where are you watching?
I haven't decided yet. Probably at the crib, unless
Al's at a grill. Al's going to the men's grill. Is that what you say?
The men's grill with Cowboy fans, though. He's watching with the enemy.
I would never go anywhere like bar wise on a Sunday. A Thursday, though. Nah, who am I kidding?
What if Malik Nabers does an Odell one handed grab and stuff, and then goes crazy?
He does a Randy Moss.
Odell where he makes a spectacular touchdown and then they still lose the game?
Sure.
Perfectly fine. Yeah. Knock yourself out.
Malik might go full Randy Moss tonight.
There's only one Randolph Moss.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
By the way, I was thinking about this the other day quickly, and I don't think I can fully take credit for this because I may have seen it on Twitter, Chris, mm-hmm. but like, does it seem to you like LSU wide receivers are turning into like Kentucky guards?
Like just gods?
Just think about like the guards that come out of Kentucky. You know, Booker. Just look at the last three
LSU wide receivers.
Look at the last. Yeah, I'm
Justin
saying.
Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and now Malik Nabers.
And then you got, like I said, Devin Booker and Murray, Maxie, Fox.
Don't forget Odell, who is kind of the OG in that
Odell.
Regard.
Still in the mix,
And then don't sleep on Brian Thomas for Jacksonville. I know Jacksonville being 0-3, people aren't paying attention to him. But
yeah, that's what I've written down. Chase, Jefferson, Nabers, Thomas.
I mean, he's about OBJ. To have his coming out.
DJ Chark as well. Former
Oh, I need him. Do they need him?
They need him.
They need him against Houston this week.
Yeah. Agreed.
Do they ever?
So that was just a weird correlation I drew, Christopher. I don't know where
All
that
right.
came
well
from.
So we've established again two things. I've got a great crisp pink shirt on, and TJ is nervous. That we have established in hour one, and a great chat with Geno Smith and Kevin O'Connell in hour three. When we come back, though, Caitlin Clark's season of basketball is concluded. Still here on the Roku channel. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. Phone lines are ringing. We'll take calls. Next hour is for us. You don't have any guests.
Let's go.
Alfonso Ribeiro's coming in studio hour three. We already talked about the Carlton dance with him the last time.
No, I know. He was 25th in American Century this year.
Who finished in front and who did he eke out?
Okay, so he was tied for 25th with Brian Urlacher.
Oh, really?
He was 1 point better than Chris Harrison and Michael Pena, 2 points better. And he was...
By the way, those guys, Pena's really good.
Pena's really good. So is Chris Harrison, right? He was 2 points behind John Elway.
Oh.
And 3 points behind Andrew Whitworth.
Oh, really? Yeah. Big wit. Okay. And we'll talk about that with him.
He was in the top, let's see, they're what, 80?
Who won it?
90?
So he was our friend Marty Fish.
Yeah, Marty Fish won, who was here earlier.
Yeah, and he celebrated by coming in here and saying he's going to set up me versus Alcaraz.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that now because I think he's vulnerable.
And are you feeling good or is it just more of his vulnerability?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I feel good about my ability to hit him with a serve and get a point that way.
Got it.
Do you know?
I do.
Your serve is that fast that you're going to hit him.
No, it's that bad that I'm accurate with it.
Yeah.
Hitting somebody with a serve.
Poorly accurate.
My best, we've never played golf together. But
never
my
done
best,
anything together.
My best shots, what are you talking My best shots are in the worst position because that's where I find myself the most.
Practice.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal. You can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.